Let's start on the bottom of Lamed Ahmed Bey's. Right, just the last line, just to remind ourselves of the story that we saw last week. The very last line begins with Mar Barei de Ravina, Ovid Halul Barei. So Mar, the son of Ravina, made a wedding for his son, Chazanhu Rabbanan Tahavi Kabal Chituva. And he noticed, as rabbis often do, they get a little bit too excited. Probably. It doesn't get into that, but you know, you can use your imagination between the lines. So, as we continue on the next Talmud, I see Kasa the Mukra Bas Arba Mezuzi. So he took a very precious vessel, a cup, and it was worth 400 zuz, a significant amount of money. The Tavar Kamai, when he smashed it in front of them, that's even when he got, and they all got serious. But you see the next Gemara. Rav Ashi Ovad Halulu Lebrei. Rav Ashi also, he made a party for his son. Again, either different rabbis, same rabbis, but the same thing is that they were much merriment. I see Kasa Dezugaisa Chiyursa, that he brought this clear crystal glass, a beautiful crystal, the Tavar Kamaihu. Apparently it was a very precious, expensive thing, and he shattered it in front of them. And again, Datsivu, and they got serious. And
we, this is the Makor that we do it today, so before that they didn't do that.
And so, right, this is how it, apparently this is it's sourced. And that's how Tosfos, as we concluded, and how we'll begin, by looking at the top little Tosfos, Mikan Nagul Lishbur Zechuchis Benesuin. This is one of the reasons why a person will shatter.
Yeah, but we're going to use a 400-year-old cup.
Oh, so that's...
How do we use a piece of crummy glass?
Well, that's the Shiloh. So if we look in this handout over here, which is the opposite side of the first page, right? So if you look on the left side where it says Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, in which he begins by quoting the Tosfos that we just saw, the Mekan Nogu Lishbur Zechuchis Benesuin, that we break this glass. So he says, Hini kach kosuv haravaya hoisif, that he adds the following. V'nogu kulam b'shava, that the minhag is that everyone uses the same type of glass. K'dei shul yavayish mi she'en loy adkan. Because, you know, when it comes to the wedding, you know, nicer flowers no one cares about. Everyone's looking at that cup.
Yeah, but if you break a cheap glass that I made in the Orient, who cares? You know, why should you become sad about it?
Does any people about it know him by breaking
a piece of crystal? Because
you, by time you can't break a cotton that you can get divorced.
So they're Cleve Harris. They break
it. But today became a murder because they're making out of the Cleve Harris all kinds of necklaces.
Right.
So they're buying fancy china.
Right.
And I said this, it's exactly a connected thing.
Right.
I didn't allow. I let my children, grandchildren know a regular place. But Machatonim always wanted fancy this because it's making for the color out of a thing.
The Hadi Isa Gemara Khan, Isaac Kasa, whatever, he said he brought this beautiful vessel, cup, the Tavar Kamai shattered it, Iri Besug Kazet. It's referring to Shilzachuchis glass, Shigam Kasher Zarker Moisa Ala Ritzba Enu Nishbra. It's a type of glass that even if you would throw it onto the ground, it would not break. Enu Nishbra. Because the question again, as Rav mentioned, this is Baltashkas. How could you take such an expensive thing and shatter it? So the answer is that you look, lift it up, you show everyone this very expensive thing. It's like almost a magic trick. And he dropped it, and everyone's like, oh, how could you drop such a thing? He shattered it. But the truth is, it didn't break at all.
So then why would they be sad?
it had the appearance as though it broke. He threw it down. Not necessarily that they were sad, they got serious. So like when a person gets angry, they bang on the table, the whole one's serious. So he threw this thing down, may have give a loud noise or something. It's really was referring to it. It was already cracked, but I held it so you didn't see the crack. And the truth is, I couldn't use it anymore. If I would use it as a glass, I'd cut my mouth. It's really garbage, and as glass is cracked, it just will continue to crack. We didn't let anyone recognize that this was the situation of this glass. They thought it was something which was very expensive. So the way that Ben Yoyada frames this Gemara is that it wasn't Baltashkis. It had the appearance as though it was worth 400 zuz or this precious crystal. The truth is, it really didn't have much value at all.
I laugh about that because I was once in the Orient many years ago in China.
Right. Right.
And, interpreted the government officials, which is communist country, and my agent said, how can you pronounce this type of drink?
Right.
Okay. So they're giving these glasses, this really poor part of China.
Right.
The crystal was broken. I didn't know where to put my teeth on it. And it was a rice liquor. It must have been like 200 proof. For 2 days, and there one was enough at that too. I walked around, it's like I had flame breathing out of my chest.
Wow.
It was, but the glass was broken, and I just, thankfully, you know, I probably spilled half it down my mouth, which would find a place.
I spoke to Tom Ravano, it would be up to me. I would change the minhag about breaking the glass and then yelling mouth up. Because the whole breaking is, I spoke to the toilet.
Goes against the whole, the opposite.
The whole thing breaking is the zeichel lechurm.
Right.
Anyway, Mazel Tov. What do you mean Mazel Tov? Mazel Tov that the Beis Hamikdash was chorer.
Right.
That we have no the Arabs are sitting on top of.
Some people have adjusted that, and they say we're going to break the glass, but we want like a moment of silence.
Oh, that's nice.
They play.
I spoke to quite a few rabbonim. They said, "Well, it's very hard to change a minhag." I said, "It's just against."
It's also become a natural reaction if a person accidentally drops.
And I guarantee you, I'll mention names of people with the H that started this thing with the necklaces. Start everything else. Thank you.
Okay.
It's a certain sect, a certain part. Doesn't surprise me.
I didn't allow.
All the mission guys come.
I said, "It's my granddaughter." I said, "No, positively not. I'm not allowed to go."
Yeah.
I said, "It's a mission guy."
I'll give you a hint to there. In case you don't know, they were the last group that the Nazis took to the concentration camps.
Okay.
So you get a feeling from what country they were. They're the ones that started all the Mishigas, from black kosher and everything that there is. It all comes from them.
Okay, well...
Yeah, they consider them, they always consider them holier than everybody else. Okay,
what can I say? Let's go for it. Let's go further. Achin harama bedarche Moshe. He brings down in Simon Tuf Kuf Samach, which we're going to see inside in a second on our other page. But first, let's continue here. Kosev shenahagu shechasun mishavras kois shimavarchen la birchas erison. That the cup that you use for birchas erison. Right, that very special cup. You should break that cup, that which the nice cup that you use for Birchas Erison.
They don't use a fancy cup for that today. You know,
Okay. Well, we're going to see if that's appropriate based on our Gemara in a second. Near the Sfirle, the Shavur Davka Koishel Cheres Ukemuvon. He says that you should maybe use that of earthenware, something which cannot be replaced. Why Cheres?
Again, harder to break
the glass. Cheres is something which cannot be replaced. Now, that's what we said. Like when it came to Tanoim, we use Cheres. One explanation is because it's something which cannot be, you can't break your word, so to speak. And when it comes to Nisuin, it's glass which can be reformed. And then if you look at the Ben Yishchai, which I did not underline, it says, Shekosav Sheminhag Bovel Hu Lishbor Kois Katan Parpuri. And I asked my Hebrew teacher, what is parpuri? He said, come up parpar. It's a small little glass like a butterfly or something. I'm not sure exactly if that's the right translation. V'lanog Lishbor Kois Achuchas. They would not break glass. They would use a little small glass. I think parpuri is a type of material, but nonetheless. So I put over here the Marsha, which you don't have to look inside. I'm just going to read you this one line that the Marsha says about the symbolism of cheres, why some people use earthenware. He says as follows. He says it's a hint that shu kli choshem od, even though it's a very nice vessel, maybe precious, yitziroso v'siyoso mi'ofar. It was formed and created from the earth. V'shviroso zuhu mi'soso. When you break it, that's its death. It's gone. Once you break it, it's over. Kain Adam, so to my people, Naitzer mi afar, just like this cheres, we came forth from the earth. But oimid lamisa, tomid loshel v'yos afar, and that our ultimate end is to the same place. And therefore, that's the reason why some people use cheres. Again, our Rav used the slach explains it's because it's something which cannot be fixed. But according to that, if it's something which you can reflect upon, if it's cheres, you can reflect upon Misa, Yom HaMisa. You know, there's a lot of Yom HaMisa we'll discuss in a second, the next Gemara, wearing a kittel or whatever. So then that's a good reason why they would have gotten serious. But now if we look at this next part back on our page, over here, on this handout, B'Shalos and Tshuvas Ma'asav Ram, Koisev, he says the following question. Mashiyesh nohagin. Look at our custom, which we have serious problems. He has problems with when someone comes to a marriage. Shiachas shebaruchu b'kois yafish al zechuches mavin kois acher yoshnu pogim l'shavar. You have a costume change. You start off with the most precious, beautiful kos with the pictures and the photographs, and it's got to be the most expensive kos. And she drinks from it, the kalada and the chasen, and it's beautiful. And then they take this very precious cup. They don't want to touch it and put chas v'shalom dent. They polished it, and then they take. Oh, we need a glass. So some waiter runs in and takes this little glass, which costs 3 cents, and they wrap it around on a tablecloth or paper, a napkin, and he shatters it. Lo yafahem osim. What they're doing is wrong, right? Shehoyil v'ikar tam haminhag. The reason for this custom, the primary reason, is Mishum the Mustama, he shaita probably at that time, next page, Bachi Tuva, as we saw in the Gemara. You're very, very happy. It's an exceptionally happy time. The Shayrim Hakos, we break this vessel, Kadeshi Atsvu, so people should get serious. If you break a 2 cent cup, no one's getting serious. No one cares. And what happens now, as Rabbi Laufer said, is a bigger problem that people actually think it's time to celebrate, and the music starts playing. Like the story which we just said in the Gemara. In Cain, Adarabu, should be the opposite. Havili Lishbor Koziyafa Biyokar. You should use a beautiful, the most expensive cup that you have. That's what you should shatter. Lamanya Atsv, so that people should get concerned and serious. Vayichor Beinehem, and they should be bothered. What are we doing, this tekana, lishbur kos yashin upogim, to break such a worthless cup? No one gets upset. So, very strong words by the Ma'asav Ram, saying that what we do is wrong, plain and simple. Now, that's according to, he says that that's ikar hatam. But if we look in the Shulchan Aruch over here, which is double-sided, if you look at Lamed Zion, right, this is the Siman, I don't have the name of the Siman, but it has to do with Zecher L'Chorban.
Siman Tuf, or whatever.
It's the one on the, right, Tufkuf Samach. So it's the very top line, which I underlined. He says like this, Uksha Chosen Noisei Isha, when a Chosen gets married, it's not necessarily the minhag yoyim. Some people still do it. They take some ash and they put it b'makom tefillin, which is what they used to also do when it came to a tainus. Muay Thai is discussed. And they, not necessarily up here, they put it down a little bit by the forehead, which some people unfortunately put the tefillin there, but that's not the right place to put the tefillin. I'm not sure if that's their marker. Ve'eshmin koimai, so says the Ramah. So, we don't, that's not really what I want to get at. Ve'eshmin koimai, shenahogu l'shaber kais. There are some places that break a cup, right? And what do they do? B'shas chuppah. They do it at the time of the wedding, at the chuppah. Oh, losumapa shechayra. They take a cloth, a black cloth. Oshar divri avelus b'roish chasan. They drape it over the chasan's head. It's interesting. Another thing that they do, which we don't necessarily see that. We break the glass, but we don't do that for the chasan. So says the kolba. V'chol eil devarim. Why do we do this? Not because of kibbutz chetuva, but there really is. It's all connected, as we're going to see. Maybe not today. K'dei lizkeres Yerushalayim. The whole purpose is to remember Yerushalayim. Shnemar, im yishkachech Yerushalayim, im lo ales Yerushalayim arosh simchasi. So it's the purpose of all this is to not forget that we're in Galus, which is pretty easy to forget, especially at some of these elaborate
weddings.
There's a whole other discussion. Mishnah Berurah says over here, l'shaber kais b'shas chopa, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'zohi gam kein hatam shel shviras kli b'shas k'sivas hatanoim. It's the same reason why we break by the k'sivas hatanoim, which is also perhaps, you know, usually most people don't like going to the chassan's tish.
Right?
Everyone likes to go to the shmorg and hang out with the kallah side, which is always better food.
Right.
But apparently in the good old days, when it came to the tanoim, it was also a time of tremendous joy. Of joy.
Yeah, the tanoim was separate, though. It wasn't the same thing.
Right, so it was almost like an engagement party.
Exactly.
Right. Good point. V'yiru lishvor tachas achupa kais sholem. You break a complete glass, right? As we discussed, it has to be something which has something worthwhile to break, not to break. The ein here, this is straight out the Mishnah Berurah, which we didn't see anywhere else. V'ein bo mishum bal tashtes. It doesn't make a difference how expensive it is, even though, as we said, some people said it was a broken glass, it was almost broken, he dropped it, it didn't break. The truth is, you don't even have to come on to that. It's not baltashkes. Baltashkes is doing something which is wasteful. But over here, it's not wasteful. It has meaning.
Purpose.
Right. So it's something in which will to instill the heart to understand what's going on over here. So therefore, for that reason, you're not doing anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with breaking this glass. You're supposed to make this to make it serious.
To make a statement.
Right, because and if you want to go full circle, the question is, if in fact, so I take this glass, I drop it, everyone knows the magic trick, it really doesn't break. So again, I'm not accomplishing anything.
That's what I said, what do you accomplish? It's like if you're breaking this cheap piece of glass, who cares, you know?
Right. And then I underline Rosh Simchasi, the Tainu de'is be Simcha Osir, the Leis be Simcha Shari. Okay, so it has to be Tainug with Simcha is the problem. When a person is overjoyed, then that's the concern.
Too much happiness.
Okay. Now let's move on to the next piece of Gemara. Perhaps one of the most peculiar Gemaras when it comes to a wedding, which I would love to see this at a wedding. If I saw this at a wedding, it would make my day. Listen to this Gemara over here. Obviously, we're going to have to get some insight into what this is talking about. And let's see all the way down to the two dots. So, continues the Gemara. On Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, the fifth line. Omer le Rabbanan l'Rab Hamnuna. So Rabbanan said to Rab Hamnuna, apparently he was like the next Israel idol or whatever it is. Zuti, v'halulu d'mar b'reid Ravina. He was at this wedding, Mar b'reid Ravina, which already strange things were happening at Mar b'reid Ravina, right? He broke this thing. So he said, Lishri lan mar. Can you do me a favor? Sing for us. Sing me a song. So he thought, he didn't do Havnagila, he didn't sing Mazel Tov. Omer lehu, he sang a very peculiar song. I don't know how it goes. And I remember when I learned this Gemara for the first time, like my friends were like trying to make up tunes song, for this. Vaylan de misasun, vaylan de misasun. woe to us, we're going to die. Woe to us, we're going to die. Which, again, the simple explanation is because they were joking around so much, so one person broke the glass, and he also was trying to emphasize, guys, let's get serious over here, which is, this line goes back to the Marshav, why, if it's cheres, it's that hint of how shvirasa zuhim yisasa, that breaking it, it's death, and we come from the earth, and we will return to the earth, as will earthenware. So so they said, okay, that's pretty catchy. That's the solo. But anan ma nani basrach, what should we answer after you? What's the chorus line? So Amrulay said, oh, you want to know what the chorus line is? I'll tell you. Hey Torah v'hei mitzvah, where is the Torah and where is the mitzvos d'miganu alon, that will protect us? Protect us from what? So we look in Rashi over here. Hai Torah v'hei mitzvah d'miganu alon, heichan ha-Torah she'askenu v'heichan ha-mitzvah she'anu mikayomin, where is the Torah that we're engaged in and the mitzvos that we're performing? She'agin olinu migdina shel gehenem, that we should be saved from gehenem. So that was the song which apparently never made
it's the top 100.
Yeah, in modern times, modern weddings. So the question is, what does it mean? Why does he repeat violin to misasa and you only die once? So the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, says it's perhaps referring to Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. So you're going to die in this world, you may not be zoichet Olam Haba either. Okay. We'll discuss a very cute answer in a second. Let's look to the two dots. Omer Rav Yochai, it's all connected. Omer Rav Yochai, Mishem Hashem Yoichai. Also, Adam Shemoy Schoi Pibi Olam Hazeh. A person is not allowed to laugh excessively in this world. What does Olam Hazeh mean? Does it mean in Golos? Does it mean ever? Even Yimos Mashiach, that's up to discussion. Shnemar, because we say in Tehillim, we say before we bench, Oz Yimale Oz. Then, later, Yimale Schoik Pinu Ul Shanein Arena. So Amosai, so when can we begin laughing and being truly joyful? Bizman Shiomer Hagoyim Higdil Hashem Lasosim Eile. That only at that time in which the nations are going to acknowledge God's greatness. Amr Olav al Reish Lakish. It said about this great man, Shemiyamav, in all his days, he never laughed exceedingly in this world. Once he heard this memra from Rabbi Yochanan, his Rebbe, he never laughed. Now some people teach Olam Hazeh means Olam Hazeh matters, which is the physical world. But if you want to Mimasameach, Achosan and Kala, maybe that's Mutter. And that's perhaps why it's brought down over here. But if you look in the sheet, which now shows the whole concept of Kli Zechuchas is all connected to Zecho Chorban, because if you look on the other side, which is only one line, which ends the Simon Sifhei, also Adam Shemali Piv Schoik Be'olam Hazeh. You're not allowed to laugh too much in this world. It's state in Halacha. You're not allowed to laugh. Right? So if you have a comedy night, and unless they're not funny, then it's okay. Right?
So just throw tomatoes.
Right, so that's Mutter. Maybe Baal Tashmas. Unless it has a purpose. So the Mishnah Berurah says that also lemalos piv schoik shasimcha yisera mishacheach mitzvos. The problem is mitzvah problems. That it's not a chorban problem. It's that you're going to end up just fooling around, goofing off, and just such lightheadedness you won't do mitzvos. The ayin b'taz apresha diafil b'simcha shel mitzvah kegoin b'chasana. And here's the bad word which I should skip. Upurim lo yimali piv schoik. According to the Taz and the Prisha, it doesn't mean Olam Hazeh matters. It means ever, anything, even a mitzvah, one is not allowed to be over excessively enjoyed. Right? Again,
so you have the inyan of Adlo Yadon Purim, and you have a simple.
So I don't know that I'm yimali schoik piv. Because
people get drink too much and then they get lightheaded and they do all kinds of things.
That's the problem.
That's a serious problem for drinking altogether.
Right.
You know, yeshivas and everything. So
correct.
It's not a partial thing.
Right. So if we look on this page, this is how we're going to conclude by looking at this page for a few minutes and we'll stop. Okay, as our cars get filled with snow, on page Kuf Ayin Beis, Skipping the violin and misasin, because that's the punchline, which is always a nice way to end. But if we look on the bottom over here, which I just underlined a few parts, where it says, also adam shemali pisklek melam haz, is that you really not allowed to laugh a lot? So, what does it mean, usser? Usser means like, it's usser to drive a car in Shabbos, and it's usser to laugh. What does that mean? So, hini barambam. The Rambam says in Pilchus Deis, hevi zois batur mida toiva bilvad. V'loi v'loshin isser. V'zel shayna. So, he gets into the lashon of the Rambam, which you don't have to see, take for granted, does not say it's usser to do it. It's an eitza toiva, it's a mida toiva. So, it's almost like the Mishnah Brura and the Taz is not telling you that there's an isser per se to laugh, but it's the issues of what could be after that.
Right, what it leads to.
What it leads to, exactly. And that's the Rambam. The Rambam does not say it's an isser. Thank God. Gamabes habes yosef, bebeta gabayas, hevi b'shem ha-goinim, isser zeh hu rak midurabanan. It's not an isser deraisa, it's an isser derabanan. Komakim Rambam nir ksan she'en zu b'chlal isser. Even though there are shitas that say it's a din derabanan, nonetheless, it's because almost like a gezerah type of thing. If you want to say it that way, the Rambam says it's not an isser b'chlal, and that's kind of what I underlined over here as well. On the left side, he says ein zois el mishum shezulo gezerah vo takana vo isser mamish el midav hanhaga taiva. So he brings down from another piece that sometimes when we hear the word usser in the Gemara, it doesn't mean it's halacha that it's usser. It means it's improper. It's not proper. Right? It gives the example in the Gemara in the beginning of the second paragraph of Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Mem and Aleph. It says that you have to, if you want to get married, you have to, if you want to marry off your daughter, you should wait until she grows up. It's usser to marry her off early. It's also usser to marry a woman unless you've seen her before. It doesn't mean if you did, you actually violated a Torah prohibition or a Dorabanan, but it's an Eitz HaTayva. So it makes sense. And it's clear from the Gemara that way, because the Gemara ends up saying, because the Pasuk says, V'yachta re'acha kamocha. Okay. So now let's conclude with this unbelievable pshat, which I don't know how the Chidah, it's just unbelievable. How could he come up with this song, Violin to Misasan, Violin to Misasan? Well, we're going to die. What's the Indian over here? Now, my Rosh Hashiva, by the way, explains it in a very, very different twist. He explains the whole Indian of why we are remember Yom HaMisa on such a happy day is because sometimes if a person is not really in tune with what the alternative potentially could have been, then you don't really appreciate what you have. So by reflecting on Yom HaMisa, this is how he understands it, which is very different than the way we just said, it's a way to enhance your simcha, it's a way to enhance your joy. He says that's the reason why there's a minhag for a Shom Zachar that they use, that they have food, which is for avails, like they use the with the chickpeas and things like
right,
that,
right.
Which is food of avails, round. This is the same. Well, wait, this is because for you to truly have the simcha of having a child,
right,
you have to realize that you could taka be sitting shiva right now,
right.
And if you contemplate that, you should appreciate everything you have. It's a sameach v'chel kovor. It's a whole thing, but that's how that's the twist of looking at it that way. But Vayilam Nimisasan sounds pretty morbid. So why does he say it twice? Listen to this. This is how we'll conclude. Kosev is sefer Pesachinayim Rebeinu HaChidah. The Chidah says something which is really, it's great. B'shem Rebbein Ashkenaz. So he says, Levar B'zeh explains what exactly is he saying and why did he say it twice. Apimadi Yisvei Gemara Ksuvus. There is a more popular song from a different Gemara, not from Masechta Brachos, from Masechta Ksuvos, the beginning of the second parak, which is discusses Ketzin Marakla Lefnei Akala. How do you dance in front of Akala? But Rashi over there says, what are you supposed to say to make the Chassan feel that he's got a good catch? So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue like they always do. Beis Shammai argue, Kala Kamoshehi. Tell, call a spade, she's whatever she looks like, say, she is what she is. Beis Hillel said, no, you can't do that, because, if someone has a mekach ra,
right.
So, and you don't say, oh, wow, you really got ripped off.
Right, exactly.
You say, oh, nice lemon. I mean, you can, Tosas says you can find something complimentary.
Say, right.
Like, compliment her eyes.
Right. Right,
which usually means that that's the only thing you can compliment. That's what Tosa says in his days. Compliment her on her eyes. Right? So some people who like are big shots, when they sing Kesem Raktim, they sing Kal Kamoy Shehi. Right? Which is wrong, because Beis Hillel, we found in Beis Hillel, that's why the lyrics are Kal Na V'Chasuda. Right? Now you should say that she's beautiful, that she's a Balas Chesed. Speak positively about her. Maybe a little bit of a lie. V'hinei Mavur B'Nesechtes Brachos. So we learned in the first parak in Brachos, also Kedibri Be'Shamay Chai Misa. If you remember, there was a machlokus about Krishma. At night, can you say it in any way, physically, which is Beis Hillel? Beishamay says you have to be physically lying down. This is B'Shach Pacha. And there was a guy, it was Rav Tarfon, that he lied down and he put himself in danger because of bandits. And they said, it was Kedai that you should have been killed because you were over in Kedibri Be'Shamay. That's the Mishnah, the very hard Mishnah to understand what that means. But the simple words is, if you go in Be'Shamay, you deserve to die. Chai Misa. Void Sibulanu. We also have a story in Masechta Sanhedrin, in Chelek, the last parak there, according to some. There was a name, it was a town, and the name of the town wasn't Bel Harbor, the name was Kushta, truth.
Right.
No one ever changed their words. They were exactly honest all the time. No one ever died before their time. Everyone lived a long life. Because they were honest, perhaps brutally honest. Right? Whatever that Gemara says. But lying leads to dying. Okay. So if you want to take these Gemaras, as we just learned them, and just connect them, he says, Valperish said, Yuvan Masha Amrlan Hebeloshin Kofel. This is why he said it double. Vailan de Misasan, Vailan de Misasan. Well, we're going to die. Now, let's pretend that this Kala wasn't the most beautiful girl in the world. So, what am I supposed to say when the Chassan says, so what do you think? So, Kalaymer, Memarashach, we're dead, either way. Yesh Mazechia Misa. Why are we going to die? De'im Yoimer Kalu Kamoishahi. If I tell the Chassan, you know, I have some bad news for you over here. Vailan de Misasan. So we're going to be punished. De'osa Kebe Shamai. Right, b'chai misa. Right, you're not allowed to go like Beis Shammai. So b'chai misa, if we say kal kamo she as she is. Ve'im yomer kal no v'chasuda k'meis hillel. And if we say, oh, she's so gorgeous, she's so beautiful. Im hu sheker, if we're lying, v'yom ne'misasa machmas dibur sheker. Because the person who lies dies. Exactly. So therefore he said that's why it's doubled. V'yom ne'misasa. And of course, if she taka is a beautiful girl, then you can hold like Beis Hillel. It's not a problem. But again, according to Beis Hillel, he paskins and we paskin. Doesn't mean you're supposed to lie, but you don't have to. You can say certain things to make people feel comfortable. All right, we'll stop here.